You want to go ahead and turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 10. We're not going to start off with that, but we'll eventually get there. We're going to take a look at what the scripture says about kindness. Ephesians 4, get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as God in Christ forgave us. Question was asked, how important is kindness? It's a study done from 37 different cultures that involved 16,000 different people. The question was asked, if you had one trait, if you were looking for one trait that you desired in a mate, what would that be? That list that was given out to both sexes said they wanted a person that would be kind. So that's a worldwide average, if you will. The one thing that people wanted was kindness. Now, people want to be treated kindly, but sometimes we have a harder time being kind ourselves. If you look at a study that involves school bullies, you ask a kid that has been known to bully, why do you do that? And the reason is because they enjoy it. They enjoy doing it. So kindness is something that must be learned. Kindness is something that we have to teach our kids. I will say this in looking through many notes. Some people look at kindness as a weakness. If you're kind, you'll be taken advantage of. If you're kind, you'll be run over. Kindness is not a trait for go-getters. Kindness is not a trait that is going to get one ahead. That is a big mistake. It's a huge mistake. If we want God, who has ultimate control of how things go in this universe, if we want that God to be kind to us, we better expect to be kind to others in return, to have that shown back to us. Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. You know, people have many excuses for not being kind. I'm too busy. The person that I tried to be kind to deserves it. They deserve the suffering. God's going to probably punish him anyway. Let's go back to the Old Testament with Job. Look at Job's friends. Job's friends assume wrongly in the book of Job, didn't they? They definitely looked at that in the wrong light. God does not accept excuses for us today in failing to show kindness. Lack of kindness is an epidemic. The Apostle Paul accurately foretold a cold and hard-hearted world in the last days in 2 Timothy 3. As a result, people are starved for milk of human kindness. If you want to turn, keep your finger on Luke, but look at 2 Timothy 3. The first three verses. But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. Verse 5 says, avoid such people. So if we just look at the word kind, or look at the word kindness itself, kindness starts off with caring, being tender-hearted and compassionate towards others. If God wants us to be kind to animals, and He does, how much more do we need to be kind to people? We see people go to great extremes in the cold to bring their pets in, as they should. But yet we sometimes leave the homeless under a bridge. We must look at looking at kindness. Next, we must make it our goal and habit to actively look for opportunities to show kindness. So focus just a moment on not letting those opportunities slip away from us. When we see one in need, we need to act quickly before that opportunity is gone. Sometimes those opportunities for us to show kindness are very short. Whether it's driving down the highway and seeing someone that's been involved in an accident, seeing someone with car trouble, seeing someone with a flat tire. Now, I know in today's world, we typically don't stop that much anymore. Me being a cop, I have a gun, so I'm not too worried about it, but I really don't expect my wife to get out and change a tire, but she could stop and help block traffic or make a phone call. So there's opportunities that we may see or get an opportunity to do every day. We don't need to let those opportunities go. The Greek word for kindness is krestos. Part of that meaning means useful, which makes it clear that if we look at these biblical examples in just a moment, there is involved some action. If we're going to be kind toward others, if we're going to show kindness, there's got to be action involved. Dear children, let us stop saying we love each other. Let us really show it by our actions. 1 John 3:18. Of course, if we look at the emphasis on deeds over mere words and the topic of our summer series, words, if we look at deeds over mere words, does not necessarily play the part. Action includes words, encouraging words of comfort, encouraging words of courtesy, compliments, even correction. When we correct our children or correct someone else, can be heartwarming acts of kindness. We've got several examples to look at momentarily. What to say and what not to say should be guided by awareness of the sensitivity of others. We must help people heal from their emotional wounds rather than rubbing salt in those same wounds. Sadly, when people know what buttons to push, they often use that insight to further hurt each other. In dealing with a lot of domestic situations over my career, if people would stay away from certain words, words that hurt, and once those words are said, you can't stop them. There's not enough chocolates or flowers to ever make that go away. Those words, once out, they're hard to pull them back, and they're hard to make those wounds go away. Our motive for charitable deeds should not be to impress people. Looking at Matthew 6, the first four verses, deals with giving to the needy. It says we need to give in private. We don't need to go out and stand up and boast about that. The greatest reward from God comes from our acts of kindness that are done humbly and quietly when practical, anonymously. That's how we should show acts of kindness. Doing someone a favor to get a favor in return is not wrong unless it's illegal or unethical. For example, bribery. But a favor done to get some benefit is not true kindness. Genuine kindness is lending a helping hand when you expect nothing in return. Kindness should begin with our kin. Ironically and tragically, many people display their most unkind behavior with the ones they should love the most. We know that God is not approving of that. We should love our brothers. We should love our sisters. And in just a moment, we're going to look at we should also love our enemies. Christ emphasized that we should be kind to everyone, not just our friends and family. Your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for He is kind to even the unthankful and evil. That's in Luke 6, verse 35. So it says, we need to be kind to the unthankful. We step that out a little bit. We need to be kind to the evil. Ouch, that hurts. Be kind to somebody that doesn't like us. Be kind to somebody that's hard to be kind to. If you and I are kind to hundreds of nice people, doesn't that prove we're kind? Perhaps yes, according to normal standards. But God's standards require us to be kind to all people. even evil people. How many examples do we see over and over where someone's heart was changed because of a good act done to them or for them? It takes genuine effort to truly be kind. The Apostle Paul in Galatians 5 refers to the human nature as the flesh, and he describes it with these natural tendencies: hatred, jealousy, selfish ambition, and envy. All these traits are just opposite of what we look at when we study kindness. They're acts of selfishness and they're self-centered. Kindness requires the opposite: caring, concern for others. Philippians 2, let nothing be done through self-ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. Our innate human nature must be replaced by God's nature. And that can only happen if we allow the Holy Spirit to dwell within us, as we see also in Galatians 5. When we allow that, it produces fruit like love. It produces fruit like joy. It produces fruit like peace, long-suffering, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, and kindness. Biblical example I want to look at tonight is in Luke chapter 10. Let's start in verse 30. A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by a chance, a priest was going down the same road. When he saw him, he passed on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back. Most of us would have been happy just to stop by and offer some assistance, a Band-Aid. We saw two examples of people that saw a person in distress and crossed the road on the other side. Didn't want any confrontation at all. The Samaritan not only stopped, he took oil and poured. He bound his wounds. He put him on his own animal, which forced him to walk to an inn, put him up in an inn, a hotel, motel in today's terms, gave them money, and said, whatever he needs, if you spend more, when I come back by, I'm going to stop. You know what? I know it's a parable, but I have no doubt he would have stopped to check to make sure there was no more expense. That, brothers and sisters, is a true act of kindness we see taught to us in a parable by a Samaritan. Another good example is in Proverbs chapter 31. Most of you know Proverbs 31, the virtuous wife. She diligently attends to the needs of family. She diligently attends to the needs of others, as you read Proverbs 31. She extends her hands to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. And on her tongue is the law of kindness. Verse 26. May all of our tongues be guided by the law of kindness. Jesus himself practiced kindness during his time, which was different in his culture because we know how he was mistreated. He always had great concern for women as well as men, for children as well as adults, for other races as well as the Jewish race, for the sick, for the weak, as well as the strong. Often he wore himself out. I like this part. Often Jesus wore himself out praying for other people, healing other people, feeding people and helping them in other ways. When Jesus looked on a multitude of people with all their problems, sickness, and confusion, he was moved with compassion. As we look at people around us, my challenge to us tonight, as we look at people around us, we too should be moved with compassion. We too should be helping, giving, sharing, caring, encouraging, extending mercy filled with compassion, and acting on it as we are able. In one word, we need to be kind. With each of us, may the fruit of kindness continue to blossom and grow. Above all, may we strive to follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, who personified God in the example himself by showing loving kindness. I hope that the study on kindness, as we look at the holiday season, as you guys spend time with family, we're going to spend more time with family. As acts of kindness are presented to you, I would ask that you take advantage of that. A soul may be won that day. As acts of kindness are presented to you, regardless of how insignificant it may seem, someone drops something and you pick it up. Opening a door for an older person. Helping someone across the street. Helping someone that's fallen, whatever that opportunity is. My prayer tonight that you can show that act of kindness and be more Christ-like. If you have a need tonight, would you please come forward, stand while we sing.